Mishnah.
We're on Halacha Gimel, Parak Dalet, Halacha Gimel, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, at the third line down, fourth line down. So the Mishnah says, this is, as others have pointed out, this Mishnah could have been the first Mishnah in the Parak, in the Masechta. But as we always see, that the Masechtas never begin with the most obvious, right?
Like my Chanukah. Not until you get all the way in, you finally ask.
Shir Truma, Ayin Yofa, what's a good eye? What's a good eye? Good eye is Echad Me'arba'im, 1 out of 40. Beisham Me'arim, Echad Me'shloshim. Funny thing, Beisham holds it's 1 out of 30. It's actually, that's quite a bit. That's one third, right? A little bit less than one third. Habeinonis, they're going back to the Tanakama, is Chamishim. It's one out of Echad Mechamishim. Maharo Echad Mechishim, right? One out of 50, 2%, or Echad Mechishim. Torah Ba'ala B'yari Echad Mechishim.
Wait a minute, so who's saying this?
This is the Tanakama. We only have one Bar Plokta Beis Shammai by Echad Mechloshim, and he's going to use the same value system, only it'll be like, right? So the Gemara's going to say this, but I'll just tell you now. So according to Beis Shammai, the Beinoni is Echad Me'arba'im, and the Ayin Ra is going to be Echad Me'chamishim according to Beis Shammai. Whereas we hold 10%, 10 up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's suppose you normally give 1 out of 50, right? And again, you know, excuse me, you know that when you're Tayrim, we're Tayrim Mi Oimed. We use we don't measure Truma. We just kind of like, you know, guesstimate, right? Like you said. And now let's suppose instead of getting 1 out of 50, you ended up with 1 out of 60. So the rule is Truma Beinot Tzarech Litrum. Okay? You don't have to be Tayrim any further. In other words, even though you wanted more, but since you hit the minimum standard that the Rabbanan set up of 1 out of 60, that's good enough. You were Yaitse. And therefore, Chazer V'Hasef, you're going to go now and go back into the pile to add the missing 10%, right? Whatever it's, whatever the number is, 10% of what. You were trying to, going from 160 to 150, you want to add a little more. You can't do that. It's really a misnomer to say Eino Tzorach. Doesn't mean you don't have to, which sounds like you could if you wanted to. Eino Tzorach in this context means you cannot be Torim any further because you hit the minimal standard, you didn't meet Oimed, it's for sure good, the Araisa, and it's even good on the Drabbanan for the misers amongst us. So therefore, you can't do it. And if you did it, Chayav HaMaisros. The addition wouldn't be truma. It would be just like the rest of the tevel, that was tevel for maestros, right? All biyado mishishim be'achad. Now, if let's suppose it wasn't 160th, but it was 161st, 1 out of 61. So now you haven't even hit the minimal miser level of the rabbanon. So truma v'yaksav yitzchak k'may shuhulam. Then you could go and continue to take Shuma according to your regular habit. So you can be Maisa from 1 out of 61 up to 150th or up to 140th, whatever your share was. Not only that, this extra amount that you're going to add back in, that's different than the original in that you can use Mida Mishkal Minyan. That's what the Mishnah is adding. That you could take a measure. Okay? The Isser to use measure, that's only on the initial hafrasha, the makeup hafrasha, you can use a measure. Why is that? I don't know why. I'm not sure.
Because it's only a supplement.
Yeah. I'm not sure why there's a difference in terms of why the supplement's different. I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Af Lomen Amokav. What was that? Sorry, did someone say something? Stewie? Rabbi Huda says an additional thing, which is it doesn't have to be minhag mukaf. Means normally you're not allowed to be mafresh truma shalom minhag mukaf, but when it comes to the makeup amount, you could be mafresh shalom minhag mukaf. Now there are a bunch of other things which Rabbi Yehuda in 13 it brings down. That there are other things, the Tosefta brings in 5-6, it says additional truma may be measured by volume, weight, or count. It may be separated from produce that is not in proximity. It may be separated from produce that is tahar on behalf that is tum, that which is tameh. It does not prohibit chulin if it's intermingled. It doesn't create dimua. A non-kohen who consumes it does not have to pay chomesh. So there's all kinds of nafkaminas in according to Yehuda's Shita, besides the ones recorded here, as to why there's a difference between the makeup amount and the core amount. Okay?
Two questions.
Yeah.
What if he's far away from it, even the 160, 100, let's say he picked out 100, would the same halakha apply? Or is it only because it's so close to the minimum shear that it's required?
Doesn't make a difference.
You think even...
Yeah, it's just an illustration. The biggest chiddush is what's stated in the Mishnah, that you're very, very close. Well, and even that, you can go ahead and be mashal. Yeah.
Second question.
Yes?
Why do you think the Mishnah doesn't tell what the
rice is? Chidach has potassus agreed because yeah. we don't want you to do that. The Mishnah doesn't really teach Dinei D'oraisa necessarily. It teaches us mostly Dinei D'rabbanan, how to be Noheg. Yeah.
We've done many over the years.
I don't know.
That tells us what the D'oraisa is and tells us the
Rabbanan
were
a Mashmir.
Or
yeah. Here is Kasha Stui. He's asking, why doesn't the Mishnah say Chitachas Pater Sakri? Tzvi, do you hear the kasha?
Yeah, so that's you're saying what that
why does the Mishnah omit the Oraisa share? Why does the Mishnah only give us the midah beinon is, you know, ayin yof, ayin ra? Why doesn't it bring down the feirish this din the Oraisa? I don't know. I recall that the Gemara in Peah, when the Mishnah said Eil Dvam Shein Lahem Shir, remember the Gemara, I think, asked the question, why doesn't it say Truma in the Mishnah?
Truma.
Right? The Gemara asked, why doesn't it say Eil Dvam Shein Lahem Shir? And Truma is a Dvam Shein Lahem Shir.
Yeah, but there's a minimum Shir.
Chitakas is not Shir. What?
Who's the Tanakama?
Who is it?
I don't know.
No, usually you don't have a Beis Shammai standing alone.
Yeah, that's true. It's very unusual. That's true.
Yeah.
You're just standing, it's kind of like just inserted as a parenthetic remark. Yeah. Okay, let's keep going.
The other thing is that this Mishnah is interesting in the sense that it's doing it on an ayat basis. I assume that piggybacking off of the concept of ayin sara or that kind of stuff based on Mishnah Pirkei Avos.
Ayin? What? Oh, ayin yofa, you mean?
Yeah.
Why it says ayin yofa?
Yeah.
Well, that tells you how you say it. Reb Chaim has a bir halacha where he talks about, you know, in Hilchos, he compares this to Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. It says you should give 10%. But mitzvah min hamufchar to give 1/5. So there it says mitzvah min hamufchar. Over here, he clears the shaila. What about by 1/40th? Do you say the same thing, mitzvah min hamufchar? That's what he asked, Akasha.
Mitzvah min
hamufchar,
what, to give 1/40th?
Yeah. So here, let me just read it the way he says it. Where's the rule? The rule is over here. Where is this? This is, let me find the halacha quickly. Paragim halacha base. Sorry, I was too far back. Yeah, here it is. So it says, Ein yofa echa me'ar boyim, So he says over here, Mashma de mitzvah hamukhar litenachan me'arboim ba'ayin yofa. Like he says in Perek Zayin Amat Nasanim halacha, hey, ar chamishis nechasav mitzvah hamukhar. Ve'achar me'hasarum nechasav benani. Pachas mikan ayin raw. So over there, it says, right, that the mitzvah hamukhar is to give the one-fifth. Maybe it's true here too. He goes to a whole line of arichas over here, and he ends up with a tzarchin. He doesn't know exactly what the maskan is. He has rias each way. It's an interesting ha'ar. Okay, let's keep going. Sok de Gemara. So there's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in where? Yecheskel. It's talking about the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, I think. Anyway, so it says, well, we're going to dashen it for our purposes. Let's not worry about what the Pshuto Shemikra is right now. So it says, Shishis ho'efa, mechomer hachitim, that if it's wheat, then you take a sixth of an efa from a chomer. Now, just to, so you know what each thing is equal. A chomer, a chomer is equal to 10 ephahs, okay? An ephah is equal to 3 saw. You got that? So let's just work this out, right? So a sixth of an ephah from a chomer of chitim. So let's convert chomer into ephah, right? So ephah is 3 saw. 3 saw is, right, and there are 10 ephahs in one chomer. So multiply 10 times 3, you get 30 saw. So there are 30 saw to a chomer. Got that? Right? 10 ephah to a chomer. 3 saw to 1 ephah, multiply 10 times 3, you get the total number of saw in the chomer. It's 30 saw. And it's telling me to take a sixth of an ephah, right? So a sixth of an ephah, convert 3 saw into sixths. So instead of 3/1, make it 6/2. So 1/6 of an ephah is 1/2 saw, right? So 1/2 saw. So that's how much you have to take for a 1/6 saw from a chomer of chitim, and shishisem, you would take 2/6 of an ephah, 2/6 of an ephah from a chomer of saorim. You would take double that amount, right? 2/2, correct, or 1 saw from a chomer of saorim. So the question is, right? He says it over here in English too, what I just told you, right?
Where?
In the top it says explicitly, an ephah contains 3 saw, 10 ephah in a chomer, a sixth of an ephah is half a saw, that's 1/60 of a chomer, and 2/6 of an ephah is 1/30 of a chomer. Now the question is, why is there a different shear for wheat than over barley, right? That's the obvious question. So let's go to Amud Beis, Lamed Hei Amud Beis. So the Gemara is going to say, Yochol Torim Bechitim Echad Mishishim Ubesorim Echad Mishloshim. You might think that based on the numbers, you're going to take 1/60 from wheat and 1/30 from barley. Talmud Loimar Kol Truma Es Kol. All Truma of all produce. We Darshan Shehu Kol Truma Shavus. All Truma should be the same amount, right? So you're not going to have different shiurim for barley and wheat. They're all going to be the same. So what then is meant by 1/6 and 2/6, so Shmuel says, Tein shishis al shishisem. Take 1/6 and add it, the 1/6 of the wheat. Add that 6 to the 2/6 of the barley. You end up with 3/6. And 3/6 adds is nimtza termach merbon. That's equal to 1 out of 40.
Is that half?
3/6 is a half. But it's you're not converting it to the saw. One-sixth, we already have established that one-sixth is a half a saw. Three-sixths is therefore one-and-a-half saw. One-and-a-half saw, take one-and-a-half times 40, you get 60. That's exactly how many saw there is in a homer. So, right? So you see 1/40, right? 1/40 is that shear. So that's how we know the mida, the ein yofeh. So you're taking 1/3, 2/3, it's equal to saw and a half, and do the math, and you end up with a 40. Okay. Shmuel Amar attained shishas.
Wait a minute. So, and chitim are different?
They're not different.
They're not different.
We're adding the two together. Why the pasuk put them separately probably is for some reason that's in Pshuto Shel Mikra. I'm not sure exactly. I don't know.
What we're talking about is the din de rabbanim, and they're trying to bring the. Yeah.
We're using a pasuk as an asmachta for what an ein yofeh is. Correct. Now, beinanis is echad mechamishim. Then again, we're going to have another pasuk. Come up, Levi. See if a matzis may salti chachach rachum is chamishim by midyon, by the molchama, when it comes, they want to give a donation. So it says in the pasuk, you take 1/50. Achuz, it says achuz. How do you know to apply it to places outside of the molchama? Because they dash it from the word achuz. Whenever you're taking from someone else, such as Truma, so there's a comparison of Truma to this Mechamas Minyan. What about the 60th? Zokta Gemara, Echamim Shishim, Ksev, Shishis, so Eifem Mechamar Has Achitim. Because we'll go to the base. 1/6, which is half a saw is 1/60 of the chomer. Again, right? Got it? 30. There are 30 saw to the chomer, and that means that there's 60 half saw. So if you're taking 1/6, you're going to take the 60th. Okay. Bishamayom Mishloshim. So how do they know 30? Shishisem ha'efa b'chom ha'asam. What he did was he looked at the barley side. The barley side was 2/6. 2/6 is equal to 1/30. As I just told you before, there are 30 saw. In the chomer, he's taking the 2/6 of the efa, which is equal to 2/2 saw. 2/2 saw equals 1 saw. 1 saw is 1/30 of the total of the chomer. So that's how you know. And then it just goes down the line. So the 40th is from Shmuel's halacha, from the 2/6, by combining, right? The 1/6 to the 2/6. Harav Mechamishim and Hadad Rablevi, again the same drasha. He's just going to go, learn his asmak. This is going to be from different places. Zok the Gemara. Omer of Levi Barchi, no? If you take off...
Yeah. I just checked, it just opened up, the Melechus Shlomo says in the Yochin Abayis that the reason it's 1/40, he says the Pasuk in, I like this one, because the Pasuk in Shlach begins with a mem and ends with a mem. He's quoting from the Sefer HaPapyrus.
Yeah. The Pasuk in Shlach refers to what Pasuk?
Mm-hmm. It begins with a, and that's what he says.
Uh-huh.
I heard, what's the end of the
pasuk?
What's the last pasuk? The last word?
I'll pull it up in 1 second. Let me check.
All right, whatever. There's also the Rambam says that we learn truma is. Trey Mimea, 2 out of 100. That's the Rambam remez to the 50%, 2%. Trey Mimea, Truma, right? Okay, the Gemara says, Hamotzi mi as my choice of Ketikon, Eno Masa Klum. If you take it out properly, you will never lose. In other words, don't think that if I take off, right, that I'm going to be losing out so much, I'm giving away so much. You never lose what you give away. My taima, asir sachemer, ha efa el hachomer yemas kunto. The efa is a tenth of the chomer. It's vayim shomei of the chomer. So it says it's still a chomer after you take it. Now they point out that in the Bavli it actually says even more. The Yerushalmi says that if you take it, you don't lose. But the Bavli says, that not only do you not lose, but you actually will become wealthy. Khan, today's daf. Now, I just wanted to mention to you, because there's a little extra time.
By the way, tell Logenberg, it's Truma L'Dorose Chem. So it's
Truma L'Dorose Chem is the end of the pasuk. So I wanted to mention to you this very interesting footnote in the Daf Amuna here. Just one second. I hope I can find it. One thing I also want to tell you was from the Rambam. Yeah. The Rambam says that if you were let's say you're a miser and you wanted to give 1/60th and you took me'oimed and it ended up being 1/50th, so we had it the other way around. You wanted to take 1/50th and it ended up being 1/60th. What about the other way around? You wanted to give 1/60th and it ended up being a 1/50th. Guess what the Rambam, let me hear what do you think the din is then? Let me hear. Let me just take a guess here. You
can take back.
What's that?
You can take it back.
You can take it back? Is that what you're saying? Is that a guess?
It's a guess. Yeah, I'm guessing.
So you're guessing that what? That it's too much, and therefore
you didn't mean to do it,
and you can just take, you only have to make 1/60th truma. What do you say, Dolph?
No.
You think it's going to be
truma, but he gets credit as if he gave 1/60th. Because that was his
machshava. Ay, ay, ay.
No?
Let's see what the Rambam says.
Shlomi, before you get to, what's the reason why we do things in an estimated mode here?
Because the pasuk, we quoted this. It's in a footnote. Because the pasuk goes out of its way to tell you an exact shear. By we learned it from Nechshavtem, whatever it's the word. What's the word?
Nechshavtem Chumaschem?
Yeah. That's just an estimate. Yeah, we dashed it from that pasuk.
Okay.
Yeah, here it is. The Rambam says like this. Niskaven litrom echad mishishim, for also biyoro echa mechamishim. Drum roll. Eino truma.
What?
Wow. Dope, I'm sorry. Rabbi Oberstein wins. Eino truma. The Rambam says, Eino truma. Zuck the prime on the bottom. The kibben shahi yabarolo. He thought this was for sure 1/60th. Nimsa di buro b'toos. Shalahi erotz alasas truma yosem echem ishishim. V'lachein lo chal klal. Shem yachol nimsa mu'ur of truma imatavo. Zeh bevani in erotza. In other words, you wanted it to be only 1/60th truma. So only 1/60th is going to be truma. And for it to be the amount that you wanted it to be truma, 1/60th, but the rest will still remain be chulin. It'll come out that the truma and the chulin is more of zebazeh. That for sure you don't want, because then you have a problem of dimua. So therefore the whole hafarasha is off. You have to be chayz of a term again. That's what he writes. You come makom, if it's a small amount, then you should. That's normal, okay?
Does he have to speak it out, or is this just his usual, he usually gives 1 out of 60?
It's his usual, yeah. I just want to tell you this one last thing. Where did I see it?
Who did he say said that about the pasuk starting and ending in a minute?
Stewie, are you still on?
Yeah.
Who was that that you were quoting about the 40, the mem?
Oh, it's Melech Shlomo and Sefer Parparos.
Melech Shlomo, Sefer Parparos. Okay?
Melech Shlomo,
yeah. Okay, I'm not going to hold you guys up. I'm just going to tell you this. Oh, here it is. The Reb Chaim says the following. There's a nusach. So, you know, Echad Mimeya should be Truma, and Yosef, whatever. There's a whole nusach for how to be Mafresh, Trumas, and Maestros, right? So let's suppose you don't know the nusach. Mishiyeshul nusach, Kosov, Mafresh, Trumas, and Maestros, Alpi Chacham, Hubadara. Person has a nusach which a Chacham gave him, but he's on the road and he left his paper at home. He left it at home, right? And he doesn't know. You should be mafresh and you should say whatever it says on that piece of paper, that's the way it should be chal. Now in the brackets he writes, because not knowing the nusach is forgetting Torah, and it shows, and it's from your lack of, it's from your laziness, from not being oisek in Torah properly. This is Reb Chaim. I thought that was a very big mussar to hear. You want to see the Chaim inside? It's in Perek Yomol, Halacha Ches, and it's Ois, Ayin, Tes in the Derech Amuna. It's actually Halacha Tes, yeah. Halacha Tes, Ayin, Tes. Guten. It's 9:00.